Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguistov team.
If you want to practice and improve your English in a fun and creative way, please visit our website www.linguistov.ru.
And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru.
Tired?
Yeah.
What were you doing today?
Working.
As usual, yeah.
Wednesday is a hard day.
Oh, goodness, yeah. When is it not a hard day for you?
When I don't have Andrew on my schedule.
What's his problem?
Well, his problem is his pronunciation. And he has two classes on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. It's always difficult. How are you?
I am great, as usual. Doing, well, nothing really. I was planning to go out today, but then I decided not to.
So, have you invented the name for your new friend yet?
My new friend? No, not really.
No. What have you been doing all this time?
I liked your version. What was it? Something like...
Makusha,
but I decided to switch the last A into O, so it is Makusho. So it's
Makusho. It sounds like Japanese.
Something Japanese, yeah. So I stick with it. I don't know. I have to come up with something maybe. But I like this one. I like your version.
Uh-huh.
So anyway,
Makusha rhymes with Lapusha, and that's
yes.
Then are you with us?
Oh well.
Okay, how are you?
I'm fine, of course, as always. And in 2 days, I am going to Petrozavodsk to move in my dormitory.
Okay. Are you excited about it?
Of course I am. So, oh my, somebody's knocking on the door.
Oh, aliens.
Ghosts.
Are we being interrupted by the government?
Just an interesting thing to share with you while Daniel is checking out who is knocking on his door. I've just received a very interesting email.
Okay, what sort of email?
From some Mika, who says that she found my profile on freelance and she noticed that I'm not using it, so she's interested in buying it.
Ooh, how much?
I don't know, but that's really, you know, scary to sell my account and my nickname so that she's going to misuse it somehow. She's going to misuse my reputation.
Well, yeah, it's kind of...
Well, of course, I'm not interested in selling
that.
Yeah,
sure, of course.
But I'm just surprised at the offer, you know. Are you interested in selling your reputation? Well, no, of course not. I've been working on that reputation for many years. Why would I want to sell it, even if I'm not using it? Oh. Man, that's me. Why would I sell it, right?
Well, you have something valuable, so of course someone...
Well, I have my reputation. That's the only thing valuable.
I've got nothing. I've got only my reputation.
Nothing but my reputation, right? That's the only thing I have, you know? People want to buy everything from me.
Yeah.
They want to buy my English.
But, well, we are willingly selling it. But as for your reputation, yeah, I agree.
But English, you know, you can't really sell it.
You are selling your knowledge. Well, your certain skills, maybe.
Not even skills. You are... What are you selling, actually?
What are we selling? I think that we are selling mostly our time.
Right, exactly. Yes, yes, high five. Yes, we are selling our time, yes. But we are not selling our knowledge. We can't sell knowledge.
No, we're not selling
it. Is it an epiphany for you that we are selling our time?
Well, actually, yes. Well, I'm just thinking, what exactly
people have been doing it for more than 2,000 years.
No, you can't buy that. You can't buy me for money. No. No, I need something more valuable. For example, a car.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I should answer her.
So it's the matter of money.
No, of course
it's
not.
It's the matter of the maybe
I was
the
just kidding.
Quantity of money.
Well, maybe you're right.
How much money are we talking
about? How much money? But yes, how much money is I am ready.
It's like an old-time joke. If you were to choose between world peace and all the money of Bill Gates, what color would be your Lamborghini?
Yeah, that's a cynical world we're living in.
He said that, Daniel said that, he's going to enjoy this golden epoch of his studentship, and I said, and this all shall pass.
So very philosophical.
Why are we so optimistical today?
I'm really
optimistical. Is there a word, optimistical?
Yes, I have a word, optimistical.
Optimistical.
Yes, I have
Landishism.
It's my Landishism. Yes, correct.
Landishism.
I have this word and I'm going to stick with it.
It is not a Landishism. This word is actually on the dictionary.
Oh. What does it mean? It's optimistic. The same as optimistic.
Absolutely the same.
Oh, that's boring. Okay.
Maybe if you had said optimistic-ish.
No, it's again, it's very...
It's very Danielish, I would say.
True.
Daniel is so good at adding suffixes. You know.
What?
We want to congratulate you, you know.
Oh, thank you, yes.
Officially and publicly.
And officially and publicly, you know, we have this kind of tradition. Mm-hmm. So, are you ready?
Yes, I am. No personal questions.
Oh, what do you
no,
mean?
No, no. When did you last have sex? I'm sorry. No. No personal questions.
Well, I guess I have to get ready to my, you know, celebrity life.
Right, so adulthood, yes.
Yeah, there will be questions. Asked.
You're no kid no more, you know?
No.
No more. How many dresses are we talking about? Do you know any, do you have any numbers?
No, I don't know. But it's still in two digits.
Oh. Okay.
Unfortunately. Yeah,
or maybe fortunately.
Well, okay.
So has it ever happened that you bought a dress and you never wore it?
It happened once that I made a dress, but I never wore it.
Never worried about.
And never worried.
And never worried about not wearing it.
Yeah, because, you know, it turned out to be quite rubbish. We have two, I'm not sure about now, but we used to have two crows who lived under, right below my windows. Because
two?
Two crows, yeah, there was a family. I think that they multiplied. It was
really... Maybe they moved out. They
probably moved out.
They got a bigger nest.
Maybe the male crow got promoted, right. So they moved to a better neighborhood. So anyway, it was this summer, the spring and summer, I guess they, you know, made babies, they multiplied, and now they moved out. So I usually woke up to this marvelous sound of crows. What was it called?
Cawing? It is, spelled C-A-W.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I woke up to the marvelous sounds of the crows made, and I think that right now they are no longer there.
Do you miss them?
I do miss it. It's, you know, it's unforgettable.
It seems like we're having like every episode is dedicated to some species of birds. Last time it was pigeons, crows. Would you be afraid if August could
Talk.
Yes.
As they say, you know, you'd be afraid of things that he might say to other people, not of the fact that he speaks, actually. I think...
Does he know a lot?
He knows a lot. He knows too much.
Okay, so indeed, yeah, he knows too much.
Well, you know, he's quite a curious animal, so I think if he could speak, he wouldn't survive too long. He knows where my mother keeps her money. And okay. I know that my mother always changes the places, so but August is always always knows where the money is. So the hidden stash of of rubles. Yes, I do have some hidden stashes of money. You remember the squirrels? I do the same thing.
Squirrels? No. Squirrels.
Squirrels.
Squirrels? Squirrel. Squirrel?
Squirrel. Squirrel.
Squirrel is like when two people fight. Squirrel.
No, it's not squirrel. It's ridiculous. Anyway, it's another of my landishism. I prefer to pronounce it as a squirrels. Yes, it's gonna be a squirrel.
Do you ever make friends while you're on the train?
I try not to. Sometimes there are very interesting people that you just have to talk to. So from time to time, I would say like 50-50.
So what was the most interesting person you met on the train?
I went to Vitebsk in Belarus. It was like 6 hours on the train. And there was the man, Ukrainian man, and he was trying so hard to feed me a piece of sausage. And he told me about things that he did. He lived somewhere in a very small village somewhere in Ukraine, and he went to St. Petersburg to see his son, who studied somewhere in the local navy or something like that. And he told me about the apples, you know, his garden, his apples. And he was actually, he had two animals that he, you know, how do you call it, breeded.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it was rabbits. Mm-hmm. Lots of different rabbits, and he was quite, you know, knowledgeable in the field of rabbits, in what's, you know, the types of rabbits, in how they reproduce and how often they reproduce, etc. So, and he told me all about it. I don't remember everything, but it was like quite a lot of information about rabbits. And the same goes with pigeons. So he knew quite a lot about pigeons. He had like a whole, I don't know, like hundreds of these pigeons. And he spoke with them as, you know, like you said about the woman who had the pigeons in Moscow. This was the same thing. So
yeah.
He spoke with them as if they were his babies, you know. And he was a very curious man. I liked him a lot.
What means of transportation would you like to try?
You mean to drive or just to sit and enjoy?
To sit and enjoy. Or maybe to drive.
I would like to drive a tram because I like trams. I like any types of trams. I like motorcycles. I also would like to drive them, I guess, on a very high speed.
As a passenger?
I think both. I want to try first as a passenger and then just by myself. I would like to have a motorcycle.
You're going to be a very crazy old lady.
I think
I just imagine you having a motorcycle when you're 65. 70?
Yeah.
That'd be the perfect thing.
No, I was just hoping to have it maybe earlier than that.
I just imagine you driving a Patriot and then switching to from Patriot to Harley Davidson.
Yes, I told you already. I think that my old years will be my golden years. So it will be the most interesting period of my life.
This is very optimistical.
It's not optimistical, it is realistical. Planes, I like planes.
Would you like to have one?
I would like to have one, and I think I will have one.
Okay, of course.
No questions actually about it.
I never doubted that actually. Yeah. Would you like to have a big one or a small one?
No, I would like to have a small one. What would I do in a big one?
Have a party.
Have a party, oh yes, but I guess
fly to Pasadena. Because oh, if definitely. It's a small plane, I'm afraid you won't fly long distances in a small plane, you know?
Well, how small are we talking? Like,
I don't know.
Well, I guess it has to be like normal size, but not like, you know, what are they?
Transatlantic or whatever they are called.
Yeah.
Huge ones.
Not that big. I think I would be, you know, a bit uncomfortable. We were planning to have a train, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
and our
personal railroad.
From Petrozavodsk to St. Petersburg, and then from St. Petersburg to Nabrezhny Chelny. Straight, no stops.
No stops.
So, fast train, no stops.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Can you imagine yourself as the president of the Russian Federation? What would be the first change you'd make?
That's a very difficult question.
Because I would cancel all this propiska thing.
Exactly. Yes, it's okay. True. I have to have you as my
advisor,
personal assistant. Because you're cleverer than me. I would be like, can we have like free
threesome?
What would Freud say to this?
I don't know. You just started this word and it just came out spontaneously. I didn't think about it. You can delete it. So.
No.
Freud would say you're going to throw another sexual revolution.
Oh, just, if I were the president? Uh-huh. Which person would you like to meet? Dead or alive?
As for the living person, I would like to meet Bill Clinton. He's like my favorite.
Oh, really?
President, yes.
Why?
I don't know. He's so sexy.
What would you ask him? Like,
I wouldn't ask him anything. I would just stand there and listen to him.
Oh, okay.
Of persons already dead?
Of people who are already dead.
Lenin?
Yes, of course. I would like to meet any, you know, these communistic leaders. Communistical.
Wouldn't you be scared to death to stand near them?
Near Lenin?
Yeah.
What would he do to me? It would be.
No, I actually thought about Stalin, not about Lenin.
Yeah, I would like to meet Stalin. Maybe do something to him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Have something in my hands and
tattoo something on his back.
Draw him a doodle.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe then he would be, you know, less angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he would enjoy it and change his mind.
So if you had, again, the opportunity to travel in time, would you choose the past, the future, or the present?
To travel to present?
Like, well, in the time close to present.
It's hard to choose between past and future because I would like to go to the future to see what it is like in there. But at the same time, as I told you probably once, I would like to go somewhere either in the United States. I think that if we talk about the past, it would be perfect to be somewhere in the beginning of the 20th century, somewhere in Europe, like Paris type of things. But as for the United States, it would be great to be there like in 30s or 40s, yeah? Or maybe during the time of, how do you call it? Maybe 80s somewhere in California or 30s somewhere in Chicago.
Okay.
It would be fantastic. But I wouldn't say no to going to the future.
So how does the future look like? In my
imagination. It's kind of hard to speculate for me on that topic.
Would it be full of machines and robots and gray colors? Or would it be similar to the present situation?
I still think that we would have this cyborg... how do you call them?
Cyborgs,
yes.
Cyborgs.
Because the technology is, you know, is moving on, so I guess it's quite inevitable. But I don't think that it would be grey, like, I don't know, in
in movies, yeah.
Like in they show in movies. I doubt it.
We would still enjoy the world.
Yeah, of course. I'm not pessimistic about our future.
Yet.
Did you say yet?
Yes.
Provided we have this cyborg culture in, say, 10 or 15 or 20 years, would you have an implant for you?
You mean like enhancing certain things about...
Yes, augmenting your body or your senses?
Probably, yes. First, it would be interesting, but once we had this topic with the English club about enhancing yourself, would you be less human if you have this, certain enhancement? I'm not afraid about being less human. I would be afraid about, you know, this, again, this big brother thing. For me, the most touchy subject is the subject of your... of rights of every human being, you know, to speak out, to have his personal opinion. And when you have a certain enhancement, when, you know, the surgeons come and put something in your head, it gives them an opportunity to, you know, put something else in your head, maybe some kind of a tracking device, you know. So that would be scary a little bit, because it would give, maybe the government would control you. But as for the enhancement, I don't look at it as, yeah, of course you'll be less human, but it would be quite interesting. Why not?
I would still prefer people to stay people. Mm-hmm. Now, how is that called? AI? Artificial
intelligence.
I guess the process is inevitable.
It is inevitable. You can't stop it, I agree. But as for, you know, we're talking about enhancement, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then people rarely know when to stop. And you can start with, I don't know, enhancing your, augmenting your sight. Yes, Daniel, for example, said. But people would want more.
I imagine the following picture when there is somebody who lost the leg, mm-hmm. and they replaced this lost leg with an artificial one. Mm-hmm. And then they liked the process so much, so they added another one, mm-hmm. then another one. And they couldn't stop it. So it's like a spider already with six legs. It's so cool, let's add another one.
As you know, we have our English club every Saturday at 2 o'clock Moscow time, PM, yes. But this week we decided to make it live. That's why we are inviting people to join us this Saturday. It is going to happen again in our favorite Ukrop. In St. Petersburg, a cafe. So if you feel like seeing us, will we meet in the cafe itself or maybe in the metro station?
Well, I guess in the cafe.
In the cafe itself, yes, I think so. So anyway, if you feel like seeing us and talking to us in English or maybe in Russian.
Or maybe in French.
Yes, it's whatever. Which one you prefer, it all depends on you. You can come to this cafe, Ukrop, it is called Ukrop, Google it, at 2 o'clock, this, at Moscow time, in St. Petersburg. It is, I think...
Russia, no Florida.
Russia, yes. No, not Florida. So I think that it is going to be great. And I hope someone comes.
Thank you very much. Talk to you next week.
Lots of books and discussions at www.lingvistov.ru.